Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
It's no slippery slope
that baseball goes down.
It's no slippery. Gosh, I can't even say it now.
And Chris Ello.
Tony mentioned it. El Paso. Why do I keep saying El Paso? What is going on? I've been to El Paso many times, and I know for a fact it's not El Paso. El Paso.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, hope the vocal cords and the mouth work right here as we head into the final hour of our program. Happy hour on a Friday. That's a good combination. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:01 is the time. It's a Friar Friday. Jerks and Profar interview kicked off the program today. If you listen to that interview, you're in good shape because coming up in just a little bit, in this segment, I'm going to ask a trivia question about that interview with Jerks and Profar. And whoever calls in with the correct answer going to win a couple of tickets to see Luke Bryan in concert. So down at the amphitheater down there in Chula Vista. So good opportunity for you to win a prize if you heard the Jerks and Profar interview. Guess what, though? If you didn't hear the interview, we're going to have it coming up for you again here in about 20 minutes. So you'll get a chance to hear from the young Padres outfielder. He's not that young anymore. Started his baseball career at 19. He's now 28 years old.
Oh, I for some reason he carries himself like he's in his early 30s.
Well, he's been around that long. That's why he's been in Major League Baseball. He did miss two seasons due to injury, as we found out during the interview. So we'll have that coming up for you in just a little bit. Chris Ello, this is Scraby alongside here as we are in our audio Odyssey Palace studios here in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park, where he and Jesse Agler will call tonight's game. Which is not being played at Petco Park, but they're still not traveling yet. Padres and the San Francisco Giants, Blake Snell, Anthony DeSclafani are the pitchers tonight. At least the starting pitchers. This game is going to probably be decided in the bullpen, just like every other Giant Padre game this year has been practically. Game time is set for 6:45 p.m., although some rumblings that, Willie Mays had his 90th birthday yesterday celebration. The Giants were off. I got to believe there'll be at least somebody will sing him happy birthday before the game. So
yeah, why not Tony? Just pipe him in.
Have piped in Tony to sing Willie Mays happy birthday.
That would be amazing.
I'm sure he'd be really excited to, for that honor. But Giants playing their first game since Willie Mays' birthday. You know, here's the thing that I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but take out a piece of paper and a pencil and jot this down if you have a second, if you're not driving. Here are the teams you need to root against tonight in Major League Baseball. You need to root against four teams. The Red Sox have to lose to the Orioles. The Indians have to lose to the Reds. The A's have to lose to Tampa Bay. And the Cardinals have to lose to Colorado.
That's a tall task.
It's a tall task, and it's unlikely. But if all four of those things happen, and the Padres then beat the Giants, after everything that's happened the first 5 weeks of the season, the Padres would have the best record in all of Major League Baseball. That's crazy.
That is crazy, especially right? with all of the nervousness and anxiety that
yes.
surrounds this ball club.
I mean, how many people have tweeted out that the season is over?
I've seen quite a few.
Right? In the first 5 weeks of the season. I mean, I give up. This team's never going to hit the ball. Fire Jace Tingler. Fire the all the talk show hosts at 97.3 The Fan. It's their fault. You know, I've seen it all in the first 5 weeks of this season. And Chris Paddock can't never get anybody out. Tommy Pham will never get another hit. I mean, we've had all of the panic situations, and yet despite it all, the Padres are that close to having the best record in all of Major League Baseball. So we'll keep an eye on that tonight as we go along. Pre-game show gets underway, like I said here, just before 6 o'clock tonight. And then first pitch just before 7 o'clock as the Padres and Giants get together in the first of a three-game weekend series. Whoever wins the series will come out of it in first place in the National League West. Giants begin the series a half game up on the Padres. So even if the Padres lost tonight, they could come back, win Saturday, Sunday, 2 out of 3. They'd be in first place in the division. Dodgers have dropped 13 of their last 17 games. Who would have ever imagined that happening to the Dodgers?
I was just saying, like, think about all the different scenarios we laid out before the year.
Yeah.
And I don't think we ever said a scenario after 1 month in that the Giants and the Padres are going to be playing for first place.
No, not even even the fifth week of the season. You wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah.
There's no way they could play for first place because we all figured if the Padres got off to an 18-14 start, which is their record,
second place easy,
they'd be at least 5 games out of first place by now
because
the Dodgers are going to run away and hide. But, you know, that's why they play the games, and that's why we make picks, and that's why Scraby makes fun of our picks at the midway point of each and every season, because stuff like that happens. Dodgers are playing the Angels tonight, by the way, as they begin a weekend series in Anaheim. All right, Scraby promised you some stuff from Jace Tingler. I get a kick out of playing Jace Tingler clips now. I always find it kind of entertaining. I don't know that I'm ever going to learn anything. But, you know, I try to scratch and claw for any bit of information I can come up with from the Padres skipper. He's very good at being evasive. He's very good at telling us exactly what he wants us to know. But let's see what we find out from the skipper today in the pregame news conference up there in San Francisco. Padres come into the game with a 9-10 record at Petco Park, but they are 9-4. Tied with the Red Sox for the best record on the road so far this season. So Jace Tingler was asked, why has the team been better on the road?
I can't put a finger on the why. I could just say, collectively, I don't think we've heated up and played the offensive type of baseball we're capable of. And so, you may get, some, whether it's home, whether it's away or whatever. And I feel confident once we start clicking it on some cylinders, I'm guessing those things will even out a little bit.
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully they'll just keep winning at a great clip on the road. 5-2 first road trip, 4-2 second road trip. Now the third road trip begins tonight, and after San Francisco, it'll be Colorado. So certainly hoping for a winning road trip here. Cardinals are the next team to come to San Diego, by the way, if you're looking that far ahead. A week from tonight.
Oh, the first time since the playoffs.
Since the playoffs, yes. We'll get the Cardinals back in here next weekend after the Padres hit the 6-game road trip. All right, more from Jace Tingler here. Asked, of course, about an update, Dinelson Lamet, update Ryan Weathers, and the status of the Padre rotation going forward. And I haven't heard this answer yet, but be forewarned, you're unlikely to learn a whole lot.
Stop.
Both guys have played catch and reported feeling well today. As far as the upcoming rotation. Right now, it's Snell tonight, Musgrove tomorrow, and we've got to wait on some things medically to figure out what we're going to do for Sunday. So there's just a couple balls in the air and a couple things that we've got to wait on before we can announce that.
Yeah, I would expect an announcement on that sometime Sunday morning.
Well, here's the thing.
He's not going to announce it any sooner than he has to.
No, we found this is kind of the trend now. But yeah. Chris Paddock is someone that, you know, could have been reinstated for Sunday, but they did ask him about it, and we don't have any audio on it because the update was there is no update. But really, what the major update, I guess there is an update.
The bit of information we got
from the update is that he has not thrown at all since he went on the IL. So we don't really know what happened because they never.
We just know nothing.
We know nothing about what's going on with Chris Paddock.
They're being so secretive on Chris Paddock.
So they could bring him up on Sunday and start him. Who knows?
Well, that was what happened with Ryan Weathers, right? During the middle of the week. I mean, they were talking about Ryan Weathers like he wasn't going to pitch for another 6 months. And then next thing you know, third inning rolls around after Denelson Lamet left the game. And Ryan Weathers is in the game. The only guy who knew about it was our phone caller, Jim.
That's right.
Who called in and said, hey, they're probably going to put Ryan Weathers in tonight. And we're like, what? And that's exactly what they did. So,
and they also kind of surprised us.
Jim, if you're out there and you know who's going to start for the Padres on Sunday, please let the rest of us in on it.
Call us, please.
You seem to be the only one with that privy to that information because we don't know who's going to start Sunday. Jace Tingler not going to tell anybody who's going to start Sunday, like I said. Probably not until Sunday. So keep in mind it's a day game tomorrow, 1 o'clock, and a day game on Sunday at 1 o'clock after tonight's night game in San Francisco. All right, one last quote. This one comes from Trent Grisham, the Padres Gold Glove Award-winning center fielder, on the significance of playing for first place at this point in the season.
I'd say it's an interdivision series, so always these are going to hold a little more weight. But as far as being in first place in May, there's not really much benefit to it unless you hold that first place all year long.
All right.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, it's fun for me, fun for you, fun for us to be in first place, but you really want to be in first place come the first weekend in October. That's when you want to be in first place, not necessarily the first weekend in May, but I've always felt like being on top is better than not being on top because then they got to catch you. So let's go ahead and take advantage of it.
I can see that. I also think being the chaser is better than being the chasee. Because
it's better being the chaser? That means you're not in first place.
Yeah, but that means that you are flying under the radar. I like the flying under the radar thing. And all of a sudden you look at the standings, you're like, oh, hey, look at that team. They're like two games back.
Well, the Padres are flying under the radar right now, but I'd rather them being flying over the radar and being in first place and let the Giants and Dodgers chase them. As I said before, somebody somewhere in baseball is going to get hot. I don't know who and where it is. But somebody's going to get hot. So, you know, if the Padres can run off 10 out of 12 or something like that, who knows? They might be able to open up a little gap on the Dodgers while the Dodgers are scuffling right now. I just think it would be a really good time for a hot streak. And, you know, obviously the offense gets cranked up. I mean, get yourself 10 out of 12. Go to 28-16. Put a real record up there. You know, and let the Dodgers chase you from four or five games back. Because I disagree with you, Scraby. I think it's easier to play when you're on top. When you're chasing, it takes a lot more energy. And two things have to happen for you to gain ground. You have to win and the other team has to lose.
That's true.
But when you're on top, only one thing has to happen, and that is you just win, and then you don't worry about what your opponent does
because
you're gonna hang on to your advantage. So, anyway, I'd like to be on top, and the Padres can get there this weekend. We'll see. All right, it is Friar Friday. We did have our interview with Jerkson Profar earlier. If you missed it, don't sweat it. You're going to get a chance to hear it in a few minutes. But if you did hear it live, you're in luck because we're going to ask a trivia question right now from that interview. The phone number to call in is 833-288-0973. Scraby, can you tell us what the person with the correct answer will win?
They are going to win a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan's Proud to Be Right Here tour coming to the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 23rd, 2021. Tickets and info at livenation.com. And I'm not going to tell us, this is fast forwarding next week, we got great tickets for a concert next week. So stay tuned for that.
Well, these are good tickets.
These are great tickets,
too. Don't be knocking
too.
Luke Bryan. I
mean, I'm already looking to next week. All right.
You're looking to next week. But all right, so for the Luke Bryan tickets, dial in right now, 833-288-0973, and answer this question. Because of whom did Jurickson Profar say he always plays with a smile on his face? Who was it that he said is responsible for the fact that he always plays with a smile on his face? It's if you heard the interview, it's an easy question. And you can get it right now, 833-288-0973. First person correct answer. You're going to see Luke Bryan. The rest of you, stay tuned. You're going to hear from Jurickson Profar next. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Friar Friday has arrived. Thanks to our friends at Ballast Point Brewing Company.
Yeah! Who cares, baby?
Celebrating 25 years of craft beer in San Diego.
Hey, congratulations, Junior. Not you, Tony Gwynn Jr., but Junior, the listener.
Not you, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Not you either, Fernando Tatis Jr., but just good old Junior called in with the correct answer to the trivia question from our Jurickson Profar interview. The question was, who's responsible for the smile that is always pasted on Jurickson Profar's face? And the answer was, Scraby?
His grandma.
His grandmother. Yes, he listened to his grandmother. She told him, make sure you smile when you play. And he does do that. Junior was paying attention to the interview a little earlier, so he wins the two tickets to see Luke Bryan in concert. Congratulations, Junior. Enjoy the concert on us. For the rest of you, here's a chance to hear what Junior heard earlier, and that is Tony and I's visit on Friar Friday with Jurickson Profar.
Joining us today on Friar Friday is the Padres' Mr. Do-It-All Man himself, Jurickson Profar, joins us on the show. Jurickson, thanks for coming on, man. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Good. Awesome. So, Jurickson, one of the things I've been dying to ask you about is I had the opportunity to watch you come up through the minor leagues, and you were the slick infielder, and you've made the transition to the outfield. And I got to say, you've done a spectacular job, man. What has gone into the work in terms of becoming a good outfielder?
I think just being a middle infielder, always be ready and expecting the ball to come to you. And that I think that's making it easier for me, just being ready every pitch and not taking a pitch off.
How about that catch you made in right field the other day against the Giants? Is that one of the best catches you've ever made? You look like you enjoyed it.
I think so. Yeah, I think that was the best catch I made in the outfield, for sure.
Jurickson, one of the things I think that has really had a lot of people gravitate towards you and really Fernando is the fact that you guys really seem to enjoy yourself when you're on the diamond. Just talk a little bit about your joy and how that resonates amongst your teammates.
I think you know he's we got the same feeling about the game. You know, we just trying to have fun every night and still competing and try to get better every day and win ball games, and that's the number one thing for us. You know, just trying to have fun and win. And I think we have the same personality in that aspect.
Jerickson Profar is with us, the Padres outfielder, infielder, and do a little bit of everything. Great to have him on our Friar Friday interview. The pride of Curaçao. Talk a little bit about growing up in Curaçao, and when did you first think to yourself, you know, one day I'd like to be a Major League Baseball player?
I think that came late for me. You know, I didn't even thought about that possibility. I was just playing baseball in Curaçao and having fun, and you know, till when I was like I think 15, a lot of scouts started talking to me, and I realized that, you know, I can be a Major League Baseball player. But before that, I was just having fun playing baseball.
Now, Jerickson, you've had the opportunity to be the number one prospect. You come up to the big leagues on a very good Ranger team, and you had some injuries. You had the shoulder injury in particular. And just talk about how long it took you before you were actually 100% healthy, because I know you came back, and my guess is that it took a little bit before you actually felt back to normal in terms of throwing again.
Yes. I missed 2 years, 14 and 15. And, you know, after that, 2016, I still felt like 60%, you know. And I think after 3 years after a surgery, I started feeling good. So that was 2018.
Hmm. Yeah, it's really remarkable when you look at Jerickson's career. He started at 19 years old, so young, and probably just thought you could go forever. And then you get injured. I wonder if that has anything to do with the smile that is on your face now, because – you know, I think when baseball's taken away from you for a while, now you just are so happy to be playing it again, you can't wipe that smile off your face. Is that the way you feel?
No, I was always like that.
Oh.
since I started playing baseball when I was six, I always like that, you know. And, you know, everybody, my grandma, for sure, told me to never lose my smile, so that's why I always play like that.
All right.
Now Jerickson, yeah. you've kind of come into your own, it seems like, here in San Diego. You had an opportunity to test the free agent waters. You end up back here in San Diego. What was it about this place that made you comfortable enough to come back?
I love San Diego. I love the city. You know, I love my teammates, you know. And you know, I think when I played last year, you know, I felt very comfortable here. So I don't want to go anywhere else.
Jerickson Profar is with us. Our Friar Friday interview continuing here on 97.3 The Fan. Great to talk with the pride, as I said, of Curaçao. Is there anybody you were able to look up to as a youngster that played in the major leagues, or that visited Curaçao, or was it Andrew Jones, or was it somebody
Andrew
else?
Andrew Jones for sure.
Yeah.
You know, in Curaçao, I was able to watch baseball every Wednesday. They were putting the Atlanta Braves game, and you know, I was watching Andrew Jones there and cheering on him, and I didn't even know that, you know, one day I can be able to play in the major leagues like him.
That's awesome to have somebody like that to look up to. Jerick, let's talk a little bit about the team. I mean, you guys have had a pretty good start, I would say, despite some injuries, despite this offense not even really playing at their best level yet. How would you assess how you guys have done through the first month and a week of the season?
Like you said, you know, we had a couple injury, and you know, we've been playing okay. You know, we got a lot of time to improve. You know, I know we got a couple guys that still searching. You know, and including myself. You know, I'm feeling okay. I know I can do a lot better. And you know, as a team, I feel like we can be a lot better. You know, and we working towards that.
Jerickson, you guys are getting ready to play the Giants this weekend. As you just said, you have fun no matter who you're playing. But is it a little more exciting to know that first place is on the line this weekend against San Francisco?
I think, you know, the Giants, they always have a good team. You know, last year when we played them a lot last year, and they always, you know, gave us a hard time. And I think now that they have Posey back, they even better. So it's gonna be a great series, a great challenge for us. I know we will be ready for that.
I gotta ask you something, Jerickson. I've noticed this year, more so than any other year I've watched you play, you seem to be a little more, what's the word, fired up dealing with the umpires a little bit this year. Is that something that has just kind of crept up on you a little bit this year?
No, I always, you know, I'm very competitive, you know, and I always wanna do good, and I always try to get better. And sometimes, you know, I'm in the moment, you know, I just fired up to get things done.
Yeah.
How about the stolen base? Yeah. That's become a big part of your game this year, and you've been very successful at it, 5 for 5. How much of a green light do you have to run on this team?
I think it depends. It depends, you know. Sometimes we really need it, and sometimes the pitchers are slow, you know. And as a team, you know, we are running smart about that, you know. And if they give it to us, you know, we are going to take it. And especially the guys that can run, you know.
Yeah. Well, Jerickson, listen, we know you got to get ready for this game tonight. We certainly appreciate you coming on. Continued success this year, and hopefully we get a chance to catch up with you again later on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerickson.
That was Jerickson Profar there, Padres outfielder/infielder/, you know, whatever they need him to do, really, Chris.
I'm surprised he hasn't pitched yet, but hopefully it won't come down to that.
That was Jerickson Profar, as I said, on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, good stuff on our Fire Friday interview. Jerickson Profar there. And as mentioned, yes, his grandmother thankfully told him, smile when you play. Look like you're enjoying himself. And he has followed that advice, and he does look like he's having a good time out there. He's in the lineup tonight as the Padres get ready to meet the San Francisco Giants. We will have our pregame show coming up just prior to the top of this hour. And then just ahead of 7 o'clock, it'll be Padres and Giants game one of a early season but key three-game series, with the Giants beginning play a half game up on the Padres in the National League West. All right, we'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, Scraby is cobbling together a daily gambit. That will include not only our wagers on the day, but the results of our wagers yesterday, but also what we all look forward to, and that is Scraby embarrassing himself by trying to pick the final score of the game. That's all coming up. Stick around. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
You've been waiting all week long. It's finally Fryer Friday, presented by Ballast Point Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years of craft beer in San Diego.
All right, Fryer Friday keeps on keeping on here. 5:36 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. getting set to call tonight's game, which is coming up soon. Padres and the San Francisco Giants, key matchup in the NL West. Mr. Scraby alongside. Odd Thomas is getting set to run things tonight for Padre baseball and the pregame show, which gets underway in about 15 minutes with yours truly. Get to the daily gambit here in just a sec. Do we have traffic as well, Mr. Scraby?
No, we do not.
Okay. But I just wanted to point out, crucial game in the NBA tonight. Lakers, 37-29 against Portland, 37-29. Right now, those two teams are in a flat-footed tie for the number six spot in the Western Conference. And, of course, you know what that means. The sixth spot does not have to play in the play-in tournament.
Oh, man, LeBron is so happy right now.
But the seventh team will have to participate in that single elimination play-in tournament. If the Lakers lose this game tonight, they would fall to the number seven spot in the West.
Please lose, Lakers. I want to see LeBron be furious over this play-in game.
You know who's eighth in the West?
Your team, the Warriors. Yeah, they are.
So the two teams that have dominated the NBA over the last, you know, half decade or so, the Lakers and the Warriors, could both wind up in the same play-in tournament in the Western Conference. So that would be very, very interesting. Lakers, Anthony Davis was injured in their loss last night to the Clippers, and they got blown out by the Clippers. I mean, Lakers just not looking good at all right now, of course. And but the word is that Anthony Davis will be able to play tonight. So the Lakers are going to have to come up with some goods here with or without LeBron if they want to avoid that play-in tournament. I still can't believe Phoenix. I mean, I know that they've got Chris Paul. Chris Paul's just a guy, wherever he goes, they win like crazy in the regular season.
And it bothers you, huh?
It does, because I'm not a Chris Paul fan.
But, you know, his new commercials are kind of funny.
You know, all of his commercials are pretty good. I actually kind of like his commercials. I'm just not a fan of his court demeanor. I've never been a fan of Chris Paul's court demeanor.
Like
I don't know how else
the
to
way
say
he,
that.
The way he handles players making mistakes and stuff.
Making what?
Mistakes.
Mistakes. Nah, I don't know. Just the way he acts on the just doesn't. It's not my style. I don't know how to totally categorize that. But anyway, he never lets me down in the playoffs. I know that.
True.
Because he's had his problems in the playoffs. But maybe this will be the year that he's able to do that. Utah is still on top in the West. I don't know if they can get it done in the playoffs. The Clippers, don't know if they can get it done in the playoffs. I don't know who's going to come out of it. And in the East, it's pretty wide open, too, because you don't know how healthy Brooklyn's going to be. They're going to be able to challenge Philadelphia and Milwaukee. The NBA season, you know, haven't paid a lot of attention, but I am going to be watching the postseason. I think it's going to be fun. I think there's going to be some great NBA basketball played in this postseason. So, all right, a little basketball stuff for you. Zion, by the way, got hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
Night. Yeah. And I read the headline. I didn't read the story, but the Grizzlies, or the Pelicans, I'm sorry, he's with the Pelicans, they're blaming the league for his injury.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Go ahead and blame the league.
All right.
Cool. I'd have to look further into that, but I really don't care to. Let's check traffic, and then we'll get into our Daily Gambit.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so we got a lot to recap and we got a lot to bet on for the weekend. The Daily Gambit is the Gwen and Chris weekly or weekdays betting segment, usually around this time. Well, we didn't do it yesterday because we had some Padres calls and then we had our interview with Brian Scalabrine. But let me tell you, Chris and I made a ton of money on Wednesday night. And
I really wish we had actually made the money.
I know. Because Chris started with $162 on Wednesday. And the results of that, of all of the bets, the five bets that we made, you now are sitting at $329, Chris.
I can't believe it.
Your biggest win was betting $35 on Yu Darvish to go over 7.5 strikeouts, and he had 8.
I definitely felt good about that one.
Yeah, but he barely made it. But he
yeah,
did.
But he made it.
He did.
He got there. He got there, and just before they got him out of the game, he got to his 8th strikeout. So.
And you also put $20 on the Tigers to beat the Red Sox on the money line, which was plus 160, so that was a $52 win.
Nice.
And then you put $30 on the Indians to win on the money line, and they did, so that was a $48 win. I started with $120 on Wednesday, and I ended up with $315. So my biggest
win.
We're
both doing great.
Yeah, my biggest win was the same as you. $35 on Yu Darvish to go over 7.5 strikeouts, and that was $58. And that's it. I don't need to recap the rest
of my
stuff.
All right, so wait. So we both started the week with $100.
Yeah.
And I now have how much?
You have $329.
$329, and you have?
$315.
So it's actually. You know, I didn't even think it was going to become a competition in terms of, like, who was going to win more.
Oh,
I thought what it was going to be was who runs out of money first.
Which would have been me, because I'm an aggressive bettor.
Yeah, but now it's a $14 spread, so yeah. Now it's it's on.
It's on.
It's all. It's on right now as we head to the final day of the week.
Yeah, because we reset, so I put some big-time money values on some of these bets.
Let's start with you,
Chris, and the first bet is going to be the our pitcher bets, the strikeouts over under.
Okay.
And Anthony DeSclafani for the Giants, they're setting him at 4.5 strikeouts. So would you like to go over or under, and how much would you like to bet?
$25 over.
$25 over.
I think 4.5 is like, I've heard that a lot on the strikeout number, and I just don't think it's enough strikeouts. I mean, certainly guys are under once in a while, but. Seems for the most part they go over on that.
You're absolutely right, and that's why I am betting $40 on over 4.5 strikeouts for DeSclafani.
You may.
Real quick, I just noticed this. My Padres score from on Wednesday was 3-1. I was close. The game was 4-2. Just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Still haven't done it.
Yeah. The next one is the Blake Snell over-under on the strikeouts. He's usually in the same area, but he has 6.5 today. I'm going to go first. I'm going to put $25 on the under. First time he's ever pitched in Oracle Park. Chris.
Don't know what that has to do with it, but what does have to do with it is the fact that he's only likely to get 15 outs in the game. That's 5 innings.
Yeah.
He's only gotten more than that once this entire season. So if he gets 15 outs, in order to bet over, he's going to have to strike out 7 of those.
So almost half.
15 outs. So it does make sense to go under. So I will go under
$25. $25 on going under.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is the
I really want to see Blake Snell pitch like a 7-inning game. Man.
Just 7 innings?
Is the length of a high school game.
That's all it takes to please you?
It does at this point, yes.
All right. The next bet we're going to make is the 5-inning money line on the Padres and the Giants. The Padres are minus 145. The Giants are plus 125. I will not go first. You will. So how much you want to bet and where are you going?
I'll bet on the Padres to win.
Okay.
And I got to bet how much? What is it? Minus what?
It's minus 145.
I'll bet 45.
Ooh, I like it. That's a good, solid wager right there.
Okay.
You see how my inner addict gets going when you bet big? Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's starting to show its ugly head.
People are like, okay, this guy's getting weird. I am going to put $35 on the Padres for the 5-inning money line. So.
Oh, this is a 5-inning money line?
Yeah, 5-inning
money line. I thought this was the whole game. That's fine. I'll stay with what I'm doing.
Okay, the next bet we're going to make is the Dodgers and the Angels. That game starts at 6:38 p.m., random start time. But
exactly 54 minutes from right now.
I will.
Might as well be exact, since they're going to be exact.
I will start with this one, and the Dodgers are minus 170. This is the total game money line, so not a 5-inning, the whole game. Plus 145 for the Angels, and I'm just going to ride the Dodgers or the Angels because the Dodgers are not doing very well right now. So I'm going to put $30 on the Angels at plus 145. What about you?
I'll bet $20 on the Dodgers. They can't keep slipping back. I'm not going to win any money on that, but I'll bet it anyway.
All right. And our last bet we've already made, and it's like a combo bet. And you chose this. You put $10 on Manny Machado and Jurickson Profar to hit a home run.
That's plus 2,000.
Plus 2,000.
I did that because, A, Manny Machado hit a home run off DeSclafani last time,
oh,
and
point.
B, Profar was on the show.
Good point.
And
good
I
point.
Always feel like that's a good – there's good luck when you come on the show. So
I agree. I am going to put – how much money have I spent today?
Yeah, 65, do you have any money left? Or are you just writing checks you can't cash?
105, 130. Oh, I got plenty of money.
Oh, yeah, you got plenty.
I'm going to put – I'm going to go try to hit this big. And I'm going to put 50 bucks.
You are so – you are honestly almost addicted
bucks.
To this, and this is not good.
No, this is good because
you're
going
to actually go out and start doing this.
No, and this is good because it's giving me an outlet to do this without actually doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put 50 bones on –
what are you betting?
I'm going to do...
You don't even care. You just want to bet $50 on something.
Is Brandon Belt in the lineup tonight?
He is.
I'm going to go Brandon Belt and Fernando to hit a home run.
Brandon Belt and Fernando to hit a home run.
Yeah, plus okay. 1,200. Because Brandon Belt came off that grand slam and two-run homer day with the Rockies.
You still want to go Brandon Belt even though he's going up against a tough left-handed pitcher?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. Well, all right. You've got him. All right, so you're going to add all this up, and then on Monday we will find out who ends up with more money for the week between
correct.
Scraby and myself.
Correct.
It's been a pretty good battle.
It has.
It's definitely
until
been a
today.
Good battle. All right, are we almost done? You got to pick the score of the game tonight.
Oh, I am going to go with a... I'm going to go with a Padres win. I think they continue, and I'm going to go with a 5-3 game.
Padres 5, Giants 3.
Correct.
That is the absolute positively not going to be the final score of tonight's game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.